This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, today marks 2 years exactly since Hosni Mubarak's 30-year rule came to an end in Egypt. It has been a rough ride both politically and economically since then. And joining us now from Cairo to discuss is the BBC's Rob Young. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, so you've been there several times in the last few years. How are things different right now economically?
Well, the economy is in a much worse state today than it was in the immediate aftermath of the ousting of President Hosni Mubarak 2 years ago. Today, the economy is growing at a slower rate. The unemployment rate has risen. The value of the currency, the Egyptian pound, has plunged against the US dollar. And when you go to food markets, people will tell you the cost of living is going up as well. One of the reasons is the falling value of the currency. For example, chicken has gone up in price because many people import chicks from abroad and they pay for those in dollars.
Well, what do people want to be done to turn Egypt's economy around and get it moving again?
One of the things the government is trying to do at the moment is to agree an emergency loan with the International Monetary Fund for a little shy of $5 billion. And the hope is that if the Egyptian government gets effectively a stamp of approval from the IMF, then other investment and aid from other countries will follow. And if people go home from the streets, then all important tourists will return as well, another important source of revenue for Egypt.
Are you seeing any tourists right now?
There aren't all that many tourists. I was talking to the boss of a tourism company just a couple of hours ago. He was saying that some hotels have effectively closed their doors for the time being. Some have only got occupancy rates of about 10%.
Wow.
And for those who want to come to Egypt, can get bargains because many people are desperate for the business.
The BBC's Rob Young in Cairo, Egypt. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Jeremy.